Next, we're moving from long-distance rail to long-distance sledding. A grueling race starts tomorrow across frozen rivers and icy tundra. It's the Iditarod, an 1,100-mile race from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska. This year's mushers include one woman who sees the race very differently than others do.
Rachel Sidoris of Oregon is 20 years old, and she is racing even though she is legally blind.
I can't really describe what I see in your terms because I don't know what you see, but I have a lot of trouble with color and fine detail and depth perception. Everything's just kind of flat.
Knowing how far away something is, that can be a problem.
Yeah.
It's particularly interesting to think about this because I suppose as people race in the Iditarod, if the weather is not so good, I don't imagine anybody sees very well.
Probably not. And in those cases, I kind of have an advantage because I don't get scared.
So how did you get into sled dog racing?
I was born into it. My dad's had dogs since the late 1970s. And, you know, when you grow up with 40 to 90 dogs in your front yard, you're pretty much bound to get hooked.
There must have come a point where someone said to you, you know, Rachel, I'm not sure you should be doing this.
More than one point. You know, at first my family said, no, it's not safe and you're not going to do it. But, you know, that's the nice thing about being the only child. I can whine all I want, and eventually they gave in and let me run a small race. And you know, I've been racing every year since.
When you're out there in the middle of a long race, what does it feel like?
It's very tiring, but, you know, it's fun. I'm out doing what I love, playing with my dogs in the woods. And in the worst-case scenario, all I say is, what a bunch of good dogs.
Because if you let on that you were having a bad time, they'd sense that.
Totally. Part of this is the relationship with the dogs, and they can totally tell how I'm feeling.
Well, now, how do you deal with the problems that do come up here? You're in rough terrain. You do have some difficulty seeing. I would imagine it's a challenge to stay on course and know where you're going.
Well, that's why I'm running with someone else, my friend Paul Ellering. He ran the Iditarod in 2000, and we will be running together and kind of helping each other through it. You know, tell me there's a low-hanging branch, duck. You know, we've got open water, turn to the left. But I have a feeling in the end I'll end up saying, race ya! Just knowing me, I can pretty much make that assumption.
Hey, listen, good luck to you. We'll be watching and listening to see how you do.
Thanks.
Rachel Sidoris is competing in this year's Iditarod. She spoke to us from her training camp in Willow, Alaska. I'm looking right now at a page at npr.org. There's a picture of Sidoris and her dogs and links to more information about the race.